Hello.
Hi, Bruce Callie.
Fine, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I hope you are.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I was gone when you called.
Well, they told me these rich folks, they always go in summertime. Well, I shack up on the beach. You weren't at Bobby Baker's place, were you?
No, sir. I was near there, but I'll tell you the truth. Hoover called me, and he said right after the King murder case was solved, he said, I don't know anybody in the FBI who deserves a vacation for, and I want you to get out of here for 12 days. So before he could change his mind, I left.
Well, that's a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do. I want you all to take a little special interest in this activity that's taking place down in Meridian. It really worries me, and I don't like to see these. I don't want anybody to say that we're not really on top of it, where they're bombing these Jews' homes and all this anti-Semitic stuff going around. And you be sure that we're covered and that we do everything that we ought to do to stop this guerrilla warfare.
All right, sir. That'll be done. I'll call the aide in charge right away.
Just tell them and be sure that we... I think you ought to tell your folks around here, your people on the Star and others, that we're watching it very close and there's a little breaking out of it down there.
All right.
That you got one or two last night, didn't you?
Yes, sir. That turned out to be pretty good, except that the police officer was killed and was taken out of one of the homes. We are watching it quite closely because not only is it a violation of federal law within our jurisdiction, but additionally it's a threat to bomb the home of the agent in charge down there, Roy Moore. We've had great success in solving these cases thus far, and
why don't you put that out, that these sons of bitch clan would threaten to bomb the home of Roy Moore? I think that would help Hoover. They just give me hell. I'm just getting all kinds of wires called and saying, I'll do this and do that. McCarthy's going to remove him. I think you ought to say to the papers that to them, the fanatic group has threatened to bomb the home of FBI agent. I think that'd be a good thing. I'd just say it. And I'd say not only that, Mr. Hoover's personally watching this thing carefully, sent his agents there, and my God, we're just not going to tolerate it.
All right.
You've got jurisdiction in this case, and if they're bombing your homes and bombing you've got a right to be.
That's right. Exactly right.
You get on these other things Larry talked to you about, get me some reports, because I've looked at those cases, and what Porter's going to be there one way or the other. He's just going to sit on one side of the table or the other. He can't be changed. He's going to be there as long as he lives. Now the question is, whether Warren goes, Thornberry comes on. Now between Warren and Thornberry, you can't tell me that Thornberry ain't a hell of a lot better for Dick Russell and John McClellan and Sam Irwin than Warren. Russell told me that he's going to support Thornberry enthusiastically, but I think if they knew Edgar thought well of him and what he did there, if you look at that decision, Randall, goes a little bit further than some of them thought he ought to go, and I sure think that he ought to call that to McClellan's attention and tell him that he's an old deputy sheriff, that he's an old prosecuting attorney, that he's a trial judge, and he's never shown any leniency on him.
Right.
See if he can't do some good there, and let me know what results you get out of those three.
I'll do it. I talked to the justice about 30 minutes this morning. I mentioned to him that the dirt. Trying to dig up on it and trying to